Well, in the highly organized way in which we do Preps Today with John Millay and so many of the shows at TalkNorth.com, we take about 10 minutes to prep and we just start talking. One of the ways we prep for this show specifically, John sends me what he wants to talk about. And I just put the ball on the tee for him and he wails away. Top topic for today, before we get into all the high school and sports and activities across the state of Minnesota that John does such a great job chronicling, the top topic today was John goes to urgent care. Okay, I'm worried, John. What happened?
I did go to urgent care. I'm much better, Jim, but I think it's been about 10 days since we did our last show. And when I'm coughing, and I've been coughing a lot for a long time, when you're speaking, I'm muting myself and hacking up a lung. I was doing that on the last show. We made it through. And I just had a bad cold, and I've had a cough for a long time, and it kind of peaked last Thursday. We're talking here Friday afternoon. Thursday was bad. So Friday morning, I went to urgent care, and I knew what it was. They diagnosed me with bronchitis. They did a chest x-ray, and I've been through this before. I get bronchitis every other year or so, you know, in the winter or the spring. It's no fun. It's a lung infection. It hurts. But I'm much better now. It was not fun. But you know, I walk into these urgent cares or I see my regular doctor who I did see this week as kind of a follow-up but I don't always ask for a prescription that's known as a Z-Pak, but that's when the doctor told me what she was prescribing at urgent care. A Z-Pak was one of them. It's azithromycin, I think, and it's basically a 5-day round of antibiotics that you take, and I knew that's the magic potion for me. And this was weird, though, Jim. I've had these kind of bad coughs and things a lot over the years. I was coughing so hard and so loud, almost nonstop. You know, it's hard to sleep, hard to do anything. I took sick days, which I never do. I think I scared my wife with all the coughing I was doing. She asked me a couple times, "Are you coughing up blood?" Because I think that's how it sounded. And I don't know if it was my diaphragm technically or my abs, but there was some real pain down there just from coughing. You know, it's like I'd done 1,000 sit-ups. That's a new one. Well, my wife, she also was sick. She's better now. She didn't have it like I did. Didn't go to the doctor. We're pretty much back to near normal. But I do have some type of lingering lung issue because I've had this steady cough for a year or more. So we're still going down the rabbit hole. I've got a lung function test scheduled. I did one of those about 6 months ago. They're going to do a scan of my lungs, and I've got an appointment with a pulmonary specialist. This is new ground for me. I'm fine. People might hear me coughing when they see me in person. Don't be alarmed. I just cough now. So we'll see what happens, but a pretty interesting time since the last podcast here.
Oh man. Well, I hope you get it fixed. I hope you feel better. Not to make light of it, but yeah. Off the air, we were talking to Brandon, and I think Brandon might have a cure for you.
Could be.
Brandon, for a rare break from the crazy schedule we have him working, he went foraging for mushrooms. He might have something that just maybe take care of you, at least make you forget your problems.
I'll talk to Dr. Brandon for sure.
Enough of them, you might be quarterbacking the New York Jets any day now.
There you go, ayahuasca. Let's go.
This is Preps Day with John Millay. I'm glad John is well enough to do the show. This is our Preps Sports Show at TalkNorth.com, where we have all of your sports covered. We also have variety shows and outdoor content. Check out The Chin Music with Lavelle and Roy Smalley. That's one of my favorites. We have John Krasinski on the Timberwolves. We have the Viking Update Show, Jeff Diamond Show with the former Viking general manager. Check it all out. We do appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Barn in Princeton, All Energy Solar and Propane. And we're coming to you from the Aquarius Home Services Studios. Once again, thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton, and our sales executive, Karen Cleary. All right, let's get to the news of the news. Yes. Tell us about a great day on the road.
Yeah, Jim, yesterday, Thursday, was just one of those special days I was looking forward to. It turned out even better than I expected. It involved a lot of time on the road. This is what I do. I was on the highways of Minnesota for 6 hours out and back, 336 miles. down to Southwest Minnesota, but it was a great day. My first stop was in Mountain Lake, where I had the honor of presenting Luke Clausen with the Section 5 Spirit of Sport Award from the National Federation of State High School Associations. Yeah, you know, Luke is a cross country and track athlete, a senior in Mountain Lake, and we had him on the podcast last fall after I wrote about him. Earlier this year, we named Luke the Minnesota Spirit of Sport winner, and a committee from the National Federation then named him the Section 5 winner, which basically that's all the Midwestern states. It's kind of a regional award, well-deserved. The National Federation does a good job with these things. A really nice carved wooden plaque that I was able to present to Luke. And thanks to Mountain Lake Principal Michelle Larson and AD Sean Noss, they made this thing really special. They basically got all the kids in school in the auditorium for an assembly at the end of the day, where I was proud to present Luke with this award. His family was there. It's nice to see his mom and dad, Esther and Chad, again. And like I said, I originally wrote about Luke last fall, and he was on our podcast in October. His story is just amazing. You know, while undergoing cancer treatments last fall, he still somehow ran in every single cross-country meet. And he didn't have any hair back then last fall. I'm happy to report Luke now has a quite splendid head of hair. And while I was in Mountain Lake, I got a tour of their two gyms. Sean gave me a little backstage look into the old gym, which was built in 1922. This is Hoosiers. This is unbelievable. This tiny little cracker box. It's used by the wrestling team now for practice. And the new gym is as old as I am. It opened in 1958. That's the year I was born. It's a big, big, nice gym. If you go to Twitter, follow me on Twitter at MSHSLJohn. I tweeted photos from Mountain Lake. So after that, then I drove about an hour west to Slayton and Murray County Central High School for a track meet. This was the Red Rock Conference Track and Field Championships. Luke and his teammates from Mountain Lake were there. It was absolutely wonderful. The air was hazy from the forest fires in Canada. We're used to that, but it was a fun track meet. And I'd never been to Slayton for anything other than I was at a cross country meet at the golf course there a couple years ago, driven through the outskirts. I've been to suburban Slayton, never been to the high school, never been to the football field, the track. It's just first rate all the way around. They might have the largest home grandstand that I've ever seen at a small school. The football field has just absolutely beautiful grass. The track is unbelievably great, and they know how to run a track meet down there. So thanks to everybody in Mountain Lake and Slayton. I saw a lot of old friends, met some new friends, and I watched kids compete, and we celebrated Luke Clausen in Mountain Lake. Just a fabulous day for me.
Great stuff. All right, stories about twins. I expect this one to be good.
This is not the Minnesota Twins. These are actual siblings. I've got two stories in the works for John's Journal. One, I did the reporting yesterday at the track meet in Slayton. I talked to twin sisters from Murray County Central, Ashley and Amanda Overgaw. They're seniors. They're among the top cross-country and track runners in the state. It's going to be fun to follow them through the state track meet in June. And after that, they'll remain teammates at Augustana University in Sioux Falls. They're great athletes, great kids. I enjoyed catching up with them. And I didn't plan, I wasn't looking for stories about twins. It just kind of happened. A few weeks ago, I put out a tweet looking for athletes involved in more than one spring sport at the same time. And I discovered that at Minneapolis Edison, they have twin boys, Cyrus and Eli Jones. They're both juniors, and they're doing something pretty amazing. They're on the baseball team at Edison and the track team, and I don't know how you do that. And I went to a baseball game in South Minneapolis. Edison played Washburn this week. Great little at Harmon Killebrew Field in South Minneapolis, just off of Diamond Lake Road. Great day for baseball. But these two kids, Cyrus and Eli, are great athletes. They play football, they wrestle, and then baseball and track in the spring. They're outstanding students, really nice young men. So those two stories about Minnesota twins, lowercase, will be coming to John's Journal at mshsl.org.
Excellent. We'll be getting to congratulations, state tournament action, and John's most valuable teammate. Once again, this is Preps Day with John Millay, part of TalkNorth.com. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. Let me let you know that there's a lot to worry about when running a business. Your utility bill shouldn't be at the top of that list. Solar energy cuts down on unpredictable utility costs, making your job just a little easier. Find out more about how your business can go solar at allenergysolar.com/learn, or go to allenergysolar.com/coach. All Energy Solar is ready to take any solar project from design to installation and everything in between. So anything you want to know about solar in Minnesota, how to get it set up for your home or your business, go to allenergysolar.com. Now, John, tell us about Pizza Barn in Princeton.
Yeah, as we know, Jim, great things happen at the Pizza Barn in downtown Princeton all the time. They're creative, they're inventive. And I want to talk about what they call campfire pizza kits. That's a summer tradition at the Pizza Barn. This is, you know, nuts and bolts. This is making a pizza on a campfire with slices of bread and a pizza iron that you place over the fire. So the Pizza Barn has kits that include the pizza iron, your choices of meat. There's cheese, there's pizza sauce, there's garlic sauce. They throw in a loaf of bread, white or wheat. And again, they part of the package is an actual campfire iron to place over the fire. It's a wonderful way, especially for kids, to celebrate summer. Go to pizzabarnprinceton.com, click on campfire pizza kits at the top of the page. Tells you all about them. That I just love that. That's such a cool thing. And if you happened to be watching Minnesota Live on Channel 5 this morning, on this fine Friday morning, you saw our friend Jody Stay from the Pizza Barn making another appearance on that show, talking about all the good things happening at the Pizza Barn. We'll talk more about that next week. But as always, our great thanks to Jody and her tremendous crew at the Pizza Barn for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, thank you. Also want to let you know that a lot of people agree that we need to lower our carbon footprint. They also agree that we need reliable and affordable energy every minute of every day. A diverse energy mix will provide reliability and affordability, which is extremely important during Minnesota's four distinct seasons. Fortunately, a clean energy solution for tomorrow is available today that's ready to work alongside other energy sources. It's propane. Propane produces 43% fewer emissions than the equivalent amount of electricity generated from the U.S. grid. Propane is energy stored on-site and independent from the vulnerabilities of the utility grid, and propane's benefits don't end there. Major advances are being made today for renewable propane. Renewable propane is compatible with traditional propane and requires no additional infrastructure investments. Minnesota needs to use all of our low-carbon alternatives, including propane, to safely provide energy, reliability, resiliency, and affordability. Propane, the right energy right now. Find out more about what propane can do for you at propane.com. Sorry for the stumbles there. Now let's get to the congratulations that are in order.
Yeah, we just got a few little brief items here, Jim. Let's congratulate the softball team from Morris Area High School. They not only clinched the West Central Conference Championship this week, going 12-0 in conference games, they have now won 50 consecutive conference games. So shout out to the Morris Area softball team. No surprise here, but the football field at Becker High School has been named Dwight Lundin Stadium in honor of the only head football coach the Bulldogs have had in history. When the football season begins this fall, this will be season number 54 for Dwight Lundin at Becker. And the field also will have brand new artificial turf. They're putting that in right now. Congrats to Dwight, one of the nicest, greatest people I know, and a wonderful football coach.
Excellent stuff. Now let's get to state tournament action.
Yeah, we're kind of quietly ramping up here. We've already had a couple of state tournaments. One that doesn't get much attention. Most people probably don't realize that badminton is an MSHSL sport, although it's not fully sanctioned by the league. The Badminton Coaches Association runs their state tournament. The high school league is involved, but our office doesn't run the tournament. The coaches do. Similar things are done with sports like clay target shooting and synchronized swimming. So in the state badminton tournament, Edina won its first state title in badminton, defeating Burnsville in the championship match. Congrats to everybody who took part there. And we also had the adapted bowling state tournament last Friday, with state titles going to, I'm going to run through the names here. There's different categories, CIPI and different things. I'm just going to name the singles champions. Shayla Nelson of Alexandria, Wazim Azad of St. Michael, Jasmine Brutsky of St. Michael, Nate Fisher of Zimmerman, Bella Angel of Monticello and McGuire, Hastland of New London Spicer, and the team champions at the Adapted Bowling State Tournament were Zimmerman, Lake City, and North St. Paul. Congrats to everybody who took part. I think on last week's show, I bragged that I've never missed the Adapted Bowling State Tournament. Well, it was held the day I was waiting in urgent care to see somebody about my cough. So I felt bad I couldn't make it, but I messaged a couple people running that tournament. I said, I'm not going to endanger the health and well-being of all these people at the bowling tournament by coming in there and coughing on everybody. So I'm sorry to miss it, but congrats to everybody.
All seriousness, John, I know how hard you work, and I find it remarkable how draining your job must be. You do all that driving. You're going to different things all the time. You're in contact with so many people across the state. I've covered high school sports. I know how demanding it is. So take care of yourself.
You bet.
Be careful. All right, let's wrap up today's show with Most Valuable Teammate.
Yeah, this is the great award we give at the High School League Gym that rewards teammates. It's not a Most Valuable Player award. It's the Most Valuable Teammate. And this week we're honoring Estelle Nelson. She's a junior track and field athlete at Ricori High School. She's a dedicated distance runner who has become a phenomenal team leader. She repeatedly puts her teammates first and herself second on a daily basis, all while dealing with a chronic pain disorder. She has a positive attitude. She's high-spirited. She does everything with a smile. Congrats to Estelle Nelson of Ricori for being our most valuable teammate.
Great stuff, John. I hope you feel better. Thanks again to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks to everyone who listened to TalkNorth.com. Again, check TalkNorth.com for sports, variety, outdoor content. We might be adding some cool new shows here this summer. Best way to listen, if you like a show, including this one, subscribe to your favorite podcast app. It's free and it's easy.